Michael Moore sends Iran leader a direct message. Let me and millions of Americans remove Trump. By BenQ on January 5, 2020. Far-left documentary filmmaker Michael Moore has begged the Iranian regime not to respond with violence to the drone strike that killed the country's terror chief Major General Qasem Soleimani, promising that he and millions of Americans will get rid of President Donald Trump at the ballot box in November. Soleimani and at least three other militiamen were killed by an American drone strike last week at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, responded by pledging harsh vengeance against the United States, raising fears about a potential war between the two countries. In an emergency podcast to his listeners and the Iranian people, Moore said that although he does not favor theocratic regimes, he sympathizes with Iran because of the way they have been treated by the United States. I would like to ask you, as much as you have the right to and as much as you want to, I would like you, the leadership of the country of Iran, to not respond with violence to the United States, Moore said. The 65-year-old filmmaker went on to urge the Iranian leadership to not play into Trump's hands with violent retaliation, but instead wait for Congress or the American electorate to remove Trump through impeachment or an election. I'm asking you to try what Martin Luther King and Gandhi said requires the most amount of courage, which is to respond with nonviolence, he continued. I am asking you to leave this up to me, give me all of 10 months and I and millions of Americans will remove Trump from the White House. Moore says he recorded the podcast episode and sent it in a direct message via social media to Iran's leader. I have just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal asking him not to respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind, but rather let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully, Moore wrote on Instagram. I recorded and DM'd him a message on my podcast, Rumble. You can hear it on any podcast platform like Apple or Spotify for free. We need to prevent war, any war. Now. When the Ayatollah responds, I'll post his reply. He later shared his message with his Twitter following, describing it as a personal appeal from him and the millions of Americans who do not seek conflict with Iran. I have just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal asking him not to respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind, but rather let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully, Moore wrote. Moore, who is a rabid supporter of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, appears to have developed newfound confidence that Trump will be voted out of office in November. Just last month, he predicted that Trump would win re-election for similar reasons that he famously foresaw his victory in 2016. The problem is that he will, if the vote were today, I believe, he would win the electoral states that he would need. Because, living out there, I will tell you, his level of support has not gone down one inch, he said during an interview on Democracy Now! Follow BenQ on Facebook, on Twitter at @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.